The Healthy Wrangell Coalition established Wrangell's Community Garden in 2009, but it's since fallen into disrepair.
Right now, the community garden is a pile of dirt and a sunken hole.
Kim Wickman is the Wrangell Tribal Government's Environmental Programs Technician. She says over the last couple of years, the Wrangell Cooperative Association has worked with the U.S. Forest Service and the city to take down the remnants of previous garden beds, which covered about half of the old baseball field next to City Park.
They were so overgrown and rotten that it was actually to the point where we were afraid somebody might get hurt by a side falling on them or something along those lines. So all that got decommissioned.
WCA tried to resurrect the community garden in 2020, but even though volunteers turned over garden beds and worked to clean up the area, it wasn't enough to get the garden going again. Wickman says the tribe donated 15 new garden beds at the end of last year. Two Wrangell High School seniors who graduated earlier this year donated standing garden beds and new compost bins as their senior projects.
So there's a lot of staged stuff, just hanging out waiting for all of its new people. Once we have our gravel put down, a new fence will be put up in a smaller footprint of the area. So that way we're not taking up the entire old baseball field and it's a much more manageable size.
Valerie Massey is the WCA's Indian General Assistance Program Coordinator. IGAP, a federal environmental initiative for tribes, limits what types of projects it can oversee. But the tribe recently received a state-funded Rural Alaska Community Action Program grant for $17,000.
This was a way to kind of bring in another pot of funding that would also not have the same rules as IGAP. So that's why we have a bit more time to combine our work with compost and the garden together, since they are so close together in the first place.
More than half of the grant will go towards purchasing a commercial composter. Massey says they'll set it up in the old ball field concession stand and learn how to operate it this winter. That way, it will be ready to go to help produce compost for the garden this spring.
And our goal is to really just like hold its hand, its little metal hand, and really make sure we know how to treat it well. And so eventually maybe it could be a public use kind of thing.
Wickman says the tribal government has been involved with the community compost, which is located next to the community garden, since 2019, when the tribe conducted a solid waste survey in town.
We realized that about 50% of our trash is compostable. So those are some pretty big numbers, and we're literally throwing away what we need to build great soil. So that was about the time that we started saying, okay, we should be really supporting composting.
The IGAP department took over the community compost that year. It's a slow, cold compost process. Food scraps, called greens, are put in a covered pile with an equal amount of browns, shredded paper, or hay. Those sit there for about a year before they become usable compost. The new composting machine will cut that wait to just 1 or 2 days. Massey says speed was part of the draw. With speed comes accessibility and hopefully community interest.
But we just want to change it from people thinking of composting as like a slow, kind of gross, like hippie thing to like a very fast and simple and easy and straightforward thing that you can put a lot more in than what we can now.
The grant will last until September 2022, Massey says.
And so along with spending that money on what we've established we're going to spend it on, we also want to breathe new life into the garden committee and the community garden so that it lasts way longer than this grant timeline.
And so far, Wickman says there's been strong community interest, some from residents worried about a fragile global supply chain.
This is something, especially after COVID, people are really realizing we don't have the ability to grow what we need here right now. We don't. We have a few small farms, and it's something that we need to be working on, is becoming a little bit more sustainable. We need to take care of ourselves, and we need to take care of the people who are in our community. And this is going to be a way that we can do that. We're saving money and not shipping out so much waste. We're using what we have here.
Like many Southeast Alaska communities, Wrangell barges in the vast majority of its food. Wrangell residents fish and hunt, of course, but Massey says it's an opportunity to beef up the veggie production, so to speak.
Yeah, this is a great time to be working on a garden. It's way before the snow stops falling.
There's already been one garden meeting to bounce around ideas, although formal positions on the committee haven't been set, Wickman says.
The one thing that was discussed by the committee that was said by everybody was the education piece of it. They really want to see some education coming out of the community garden, whether it's for children, adults, everybody. So that way anybody who wants to learn how to garden has the opportunity to do such. So that's really exciting.
Wickman doesn't mince words. Reviving the Community Garden Committee will involve a lot of paperwork at the start. One important step is ensuring the revamped garden won't fall into disrepair like the last one did.
It's going to be a lot of, okay, we need to design rules for the community garden. We need to have some real structure in place to figure out, okay, if somebody is going to step down, how do we invite new people in to be a part of this? How do we go about, if we're going to make a purchase, do we have to have, you know, everybody decide on it? And who do we turn the receipts into? You know, some really just basic structures and rules that will go into place.
But once those are in place, she says, it'll be time to dig into the dirt, literally, and hopefully get planting in the spring of next year. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.